Yo, it's MJ Hoopin here with the AM Breakdown Podcast. Quick recap of Game 2 of the NBA Finals, Raptors-Warriors in Toronto. Warriors are able to sneak out with the win. Clutch buckets all around, clutch play all around. It was a hell of a game, so I was going to jump right into it. On the Raptors side, you know, Game 1 was all about Siakam, how he dominated, how he was a star in the making, how he was creating problems for the Warriors. They probably couldn't figure out how he was going to be the difference in the championship. Came out 5 for 18, 12 points. Unacceptable. And the Warriors definitely made adjustments. I think one of the most noticeable ones I saw was putting Andre Iguodala on Siakam for stretches, allowing Draymond to be the best team defender in the league that he is. I think when Draymond is guarding someone who is also an offensive focal point, it takes away from the defense that he helps provide the team. But having Iggy switch out there on spurts, you know, it kind of gave the Warriors some leeway, allowed Draymond to pick his spots and do what he does best, and that's be a disruptor. Play free safety and, you know, stop things from happening all over the floor. If you're Siakam, you got to be better than that. Kawhi had a decent game one, 23 points, 5 of 14 shooting, nothing special. In this game, he had 34 points, 16 of 16 from the line, finals record. But he was 8 of 20, 2 of 9 from 3. Warriors are doing a great job making him work. Can't get open looks. When he goes one-on-one, you see him 2 and 3 bodies. You know, if you're the Raptors, you're encouraged by the 34 points, but you have to find ways to get the man open looks, put him on the block, bring him off some pin downs, get him going downhill. But as it stands right now, the ISO game that Kawhi has been successful with, is showing itself not to be as effective against a battle-tested team as the Warriors. So they're going to have to figure that out. Gasol and Ibaka were huge in game one, Fred VanVleet and all those guys. But then you have, you know, Gasol and Ibaka can't go 5 of 14. If the others aren't going to play well and they're going to keen on the stars, it's going to be slow for the Raptors. Other guys have to be consistent in stepping up. Kawhi can't do it by himself. Siakam's not consistent enough to provide that star support, so the others have to show up. And if you're the Raptors, you cannot give up a 20-0 run, not in the finals, not to this team, not to the team that's made its living off feasting off teams coming out of the break. You know, the Warriors came out in the first 5 minutes, 30 seconds, absolutely blitzed them. Defense was on point. Shots are falling. Completely changed the tide of the game. Raptors got to do a better job of coming out in the second half and keeping the game under control. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be a very long series in Golden State's favor. On the Warriors' end, they had 22 buckets in the second half, and they had assists on all of them. Strength in numbers is not just a slogan. That's how they operate. Everyone touches the ball. Everyone shares the ball. You know, keeps the team engaged. Nothing new. Klay Thompson, 18 points in the first half, came out cooking. Goes down with a hamstring injury. Report came out today saying he's probably going to go for game 3. Here's my thing. It's not about can he play. How effective can he be? Warriors can't afford to lose Klay Thompson. And they damn sure can't afford for him to re-aggravate any type of injury. So be on the lookout for that. Talking about the bench being depleted and guys needed to step up. Quinn Cook, 9 points, 3 three-pointers. I don't know what to tell you. DMV, stand up. Quinn Cook making it known that he's not just another player on that team. He is not riding coattails. The man is here to play. Stays ready. Came out, had 2 back-to-back clutch threes, I believe in the third or fourth quarter. I'm not sure. Definitely kept the Warriors ahead. Definitely kept the Raptors at bay. I don't know if he's going to keep hitting big shots like that, but if he is, I like the Warriors' chances going forward. Boogie Cousins, first game brought him off the bench. Second game started him. Came in, gave Marcus all some issues. Didn't score too many points, but had a strong line. 11, 10, 6 assists in about 28 minutes. The Warriors need all the contribution they can get, especially with guys being hurt, guys being out. And Boogie coming in and playing like that, it's a welcome sign. If he can keep that level of play up consistently and stay out of foul trouble, you know it'll make the series real interesting. Draymond Green, again, took a lot of flack for Pascal Siakam's performance. Came out, took full credit, said, hey, needs to be better defensively. Came out, and he was. Again, the Warriors threw that little wrinkle out. Let's put Iguodala on Siakam for stretches. Allowed Draymond to play that team defense that's made us so successful. Draymond plays that role to a T, comes out, disrupting passing lanes, switching on guys, stopping drives, you know, meeting guys at the rim. Draymond being Draymond. 17-10-9, excellent defense, nothing new, all right? Again, the injuries. Kevon Looney, collarbone, out indefinitely. They're going to miss him. Klay Thompson, right hamstring. How does that affect him moving off the ball? How does that affect him defending on ball, fighting through screens? remains to be seen, all right? But the injuries are definitely coming up to bite the Warriors. They even said Steph was dehydrated. You know, I don't know about that one, but the man was 6 of 17. Credit the Raptors' defense, but he didn't look right for certain stretches. As far as, you know, Game 2 is concerned, the Warriors are champs. They weren't concerned coming into the game. They bounced back, tied the series up with a chance to take a commanding 2-1, even 3-1 lead with the next two games being an Oracle. I think an important thing for the Warriors to watch out for is the fourth quarter from Game 2. They can look back and see that Steph Curry didn't take any shots, didn't make any shots, didn't score in the fourth quarter. Raptors employed a very vicious box and one, something that we haven't really seen in the NBA. But it speaks to the gravity and the impact of Steph Curry, that that's the type of defense they would play on him. And I do have to admit, it makes it kind of easy to play that when guys like Klay Thompson are out and Steph's the real only deep threat. You know, so again, just another example of how dangerous the man can be if the Raptors are going to a box and one. An excellent defensive team, and that's what they decided to go with. And it almost worked, you know. But if you're Steph Curry, you have to be more aggressive. You can't be handing the ball off every possession. You have to be more assertive with the ball. If they're going to trap, make plays. But you got to go at guys like Fred VanVleet. Got to attack him. You know, he's a great defender. He hounds. He's a pest. Steph Curry, you have to go at him. You know, make them pay for thinking it's okay to put guys like that on you. You know. For Game 3, I don't anticipate Kevin Durant coming back. I said from the beginning, and I'll say it again, KD is not coming back until at least Game 4. Especially if the Warriors are down 2-1, and I can see him making an appearance. Otherwise, I think Game 5 is probably the most likely scenario, but my money's on 4. If you're the Raptors, you come into Oracle, you know you've got to bring that same defensive intensity, make them work for everything. If Klay's going to play, we got to make Klay work. We got to bump him. We got to, you know, make him test that hamstring out. Let's see how healthy he really is. You know, that's the nature of the game. When guys are hurt, you got to go at them. Got to create more easier looks for Kawhi Leonard. The man cannot come down in ISO, not against the Warriors. He's seeing 2 and 3 bodies. Siakam cannot have 12 points on 5 of 18 shooting. That is unacceptable. If he continues to play like that, if that's how the number 2 option is going to play, the Raptors have absolutely no chance. The other guy's got to step up. Marc Gasol had 20 points in Game 1. No show in Game 2. I can argue Boogie Cousins came and took a little bit out of him. You know, it can't be a no-show. You know, Fred VanVleet, Norman Powell, these guys have to come in and play basketball. Come in and contribute. If you're the Warriors, you know, again, there's a lot of talk about the bench being depleted. Yet you have guys like Sean Livingston, Quinn Cook coming in, you know, making an impact. So, I mean, hey, it comes down to, you know, whose support is going to be there the most. You know, Steph and Kawhi are facing their own individual challenges. I do believe the Warriors have the experience of playing against teams who have, you know, tried defensive tactics against them that have, you know, maybe stymied them for a game or two. But I believe in Coach Kerr. I believe in the offense. I believe they'll find ways to get their best player the ball and get him looks that he'll be able to knock down. Same thing for the Raptors. I believe Nick Nurse will adjust and have Kawhi doing a couple of different things. But, you know, what I do like is that the Warriors are forcing him to be a playmaker, something we know he is not elite at, the one part of his game that is not elite. If they can continue to do that and force him into low percentage shooting nights and try to keep him off the line, you know, they'll be all the better for it. So Game 3, I'm going to go ahead and say, man, I'm going to give it to the Raptors. I just feel like they're going to come out, play their style of basketball, and they're going to knock down some of the shots that weren't falling for them in the last game. You know, I'm just not too sure about the Warriors' injuries. Again, Klay is hobbled. And if Klay isn't 100%, it's going to be real tough for them to manufacture looks from the outside. So I look forward to seeing how they deal with that. And again, you know, the big shadow of KD looms over the series. He won't be back Game 3. Game 4 is a long shot, but if the Warriors lose, don't be surprised if you see a certain Slim Reaper suit up in Game 4, all right? So I'll go ahead and say for Game 3, I got Raptors over Warriors, 110, 102. They take a 2-1 lead, and then on to Game 4. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been AM Breakdown by MJ Hoopin. Look forward to seeing you guys, talking to you guys after Game 3. Enjoy the series.